All right, guys, welcome back to Kansas City. I'm here with Naz Mitra-Long. Naz, first of all, have you ever taken a bad shot?
I've taken a couple. to the world, it definitely looks like some real bad shots. To me, I mean, it looks crystal clear, and I'm ready to gun it up.
Have you ever missed a shot and been like, man, maybe I shouldn't have pulled the trigger on that?
Yeah, definitely, especially early on this year, man, where I had a couple cold streaks going, and I was just like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have shot it, but you know, at the end of the day, shooters are going to shoot.
Okay, now that's a good segue, because I've always, I guess, watched you, and I'm like, oh, he's a streaky shooter. However, it seems to me like now, I don't even know if you're a streaky shooter. I just don't know if you had very good looks early in the year, honestly, and I think that that's an evolution of your guys' offense. And now you're getting better looks and you're knocking them down.
Yeah, no question. You know, that's something that, you know, if you're just on the outside looking in, just watching a regular game, you don't really break things down. That's what it looks like, especially from the numbers that I was shooting. But guys were really sticking me, man. And I give a credit to other teams for that. But with that being said, I should have given myself some more time to get some opportunity, get some good looks. And it was tough. It really was tough because I just became a focal point of this offense. And, you know, as the year went on, you know, my looks started to get easier. And as they got easier and I was knocking them down, my confidence rose. And now I knocked down most of the tough shots I take. So I think, you know, it was really a hand-in-hand thing.
How much credit does Deontay get for getting you guys those looks? It seems like he's kind of taken on that Niang role a lot more efficiently over the last month or so.
Yeah, I got to give Deontay a lot of credit because, you know, I was giving him a lot of crap early on in the year saying how gifted he was, and if he really wanted to, he could pass the ball like magic. And, you know, he was averaging under an assist for a good amount of the beginning of the season, and it was just because he was getting in the groove of scoring and understanding his role. But now he knows that, you know, no one could stop him. So when he goes in, and if no one stops him at the rim, he finishes. If somebody sucks in and two people get him, you know, he kicks it out. And I got to give a lot of credit to Deontay because he's just upped his assist numbers.
You ready for your last march?
I'm ready, man. I've never been more ready in my life. I'm determined. I'm locked in. I'm ready to go.
Seems like, have you ever lost to Oklahoma State? Because I know that, I don't think Matt and Monte had. So yeah. I don't think that you've ever lost to them.
I have. My freshman year, I didn't get on the court, you know, but I seen that Marcus Smart that was a heartbreaker. But then we went on to win at home on senior night when Chris got that big dunk.
So as a player, it's easy for a guy like me to just blow out cliches, but it's hard to beat a team three times and stuff. However, you just played them. You know them very well. They know you very well. Do you like that as far as a first-round matchup, or would you rather play a team that you haven't seen since February or early February, late January?
You know, to be honest, our mind is locked in on whoever we were going to get. It didn't matter because we didn't know what seed we were going to be. We'd take it. With that being said, it is hard to beat a team three times in a row, and I just found out that all of our nine victories has been in a four-point margin. That's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So had we wanted somebody else, I wouldn't say that because, you know, we want to go out the right way, and that's, you know, fighting and competing every round of this tournament. So we got to do what we got to do.
Do you have two buzzer beaters against them or just one? I think you have two, don't you?
I might have two. Yeah. I think I got two.
The Cowboy faithful do not like you, probably.
Yeah. A good amount don't. You know, you'd be surprised to get a lot of love from some of those fans over there, man. And it's awesome because, you know, I got a little fan base in Oklahoma.
thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
No doubt, Chris. Thank you.
Naz Mitra-Long.